Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Seven Pill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little Robert Cray bringing us back. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to introduce you and reintroduce you to our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, the proprietor of Talk, Listen, Communicate. TalkListen.com is her website. She's one of the top communications experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Beverly, thanks again for hanging out with us. Help us out. Give us some more tips and best practices on how to make sure that we connect with people better.
Well, I have a novel approach, and I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. Ask your customers how they prefer to be communicated. I have a client, for instance.
Or just pay attention. How about just pay attention, Bev?
But I have a customer that if I send an email, I may not get a response for 3 weeks. If I send a short text to this person, they will respond same day. So I know, you know, it's in my head. Whenever I need to communicate to this person, you know, it's a text. This person, you know, it's an email. This person, I ask for a conference call. It all depends, but you've got to know your customers and stop treating them like masses of.
But also know when to use what tools.
Yes.
Like you said, that customer just wants to be texted. You know, I've got customers that I only email him or them when I want to make sure we're talking about a business issue. If we're meeting somewhere, hey, I text him, hey, I'm here, where are you, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, though, is as close as I am to my customers – and as often as an email might work, as often as I can, I ask them to let me get in front of them.
I mean, agree.
I know people think that's old school, but let me tell you something. It's not old school if it works.
It's not at all. And, you know, we can get in front of them using cyberspace, which is, you know, like Skype or the Gmail.
You can do that.
And I did that with a customer on yesterday, and the last time I saw the person face to face was last month. They're in Nebraska, but wow! I mean, it was so different being able to see him instead of just talking with him over the phone, because I was able to pick up on the body language. It's not as good as face to face, but if your customers are far away, face to face sometimes is a luxury.
Sometimes that part doesn't work, but I guess the main thing I want to get across is, folks, there are lots of different ways to connect with people. Use the tools at the appropriate time in the appropriate way, and never forget that face to face is the original social media.
It is, and so much happens just like, you know, a handwritten note. I get back to, is it old-fashioned? Yes, it is, and that's why it works now. You send a handwritten thank you note or thanking of you, sending you something, and it will get open because they're not getting anything in the mail now. Their admins are stopping the junk mail from coming in, so that's another way to reach out to them that 10 years ago would have been, forget it, you know, their inbox is too full. Well, now the inbox is electronic. So,
I'll tell you one thing, Beverly, I know I'm harping on this, but I'll tell you, if you're in sales and you're not getting as much sales as you want, if you're not successful and as you want in sales, then you need to evaluate the ways that you're connecting with prospects and customers. There's probably a pretty good chance that you're not using the right mix, the right configuration. You're not using the tools the right way at the right time. And I'm going to predict that if that's the case, if you're not successful, that you're probably underutilizing face-to-face.
I agree. And I would say always have a purpose when you're communicating with them. Not just, hey, just checking in to see how things are, you know, we have this special button. Yeah. No, have a key message that you want that customer to hear.
Absolutely. Hey, Bev, talklisten.com, right?
That's right.
Is the newsletter there?
Pardon?
The newsletter, is it still there?
The old copies of the newsletter are there. I've got to pick that newsletter back up.
And the book, they can find out more about the book there too, can't they? Talk, listen,
yes,
communicate.
The book and the DVDs. And we all have a tip stuff every day on that website. So.
And Beverly can help you if you need help with this. Hey, thanks, Bev. See you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.